When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our President's Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pulp stream, go to the Animal World. It's actually faster to go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen upper left and then listen online and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. And if you go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And if you're like me these days and you need something just to make you feel good, warm in your heart, well, go to Facebook and look at the first post. And it's this little kitty. It looks like a Bengal cat to me. And loves his little stuffed hamster. You just have to, it's a real quick, just a few second little video. But it's just got the sweetest, sweetest feeling to it. It's so cute. Anyway, so if you want a cuteness overload, something to help balance you, that's the thing to do. Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. So, hey, it's... February, which is often our most wintry month, which I think it has been. Before I even get us started, I just got to tell you, I look out my window, and what do I still see? White. I've had enough of this winter weather, but let's find out how everybody else is doing and if my snow's ever going away. As always, Animal World production engineer who's been flying around the country, and speaking of snow this week, we'll find out about that. That would be Nathan Miller. Good morning, Nathan, and welcome back home.
Good morning, Martha. And yeah, looking outside the window here, not seeing the winter wonderland like I saw over the past 5 days or so.
All right. Well, let's get our the rest of our family going today so that we can talk about it. And it's the third Sunday of the month already. And that means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, personal awareness, coaching, feng shui, astrology, all this psychic stuff, and anything else you want to know about. Natasha Venter's here.
Good morning, Natasha. Good morning. Yes, the astrology part is not always in alignment with what most astrologers say, but yet at the same time, I do tap into the energies of the planets because they're knocking me around just like everybody else.
Oh, man. Yeah. Anyway, let's see. So let's start with... It's just been a bizarre winter weather. Not that we have climate change or anything going on, but it sure has been strange up here. Just cold. So I'm tired of the cold, but I got snow every night for like 2 weeks, starting like 2 weeks ago. Well, I think the last I didn't get any snow last night or the night before, but you know, I got snow every night. I even we had the windstorm came in this week, and of course I had power outage and lost everything for a while, so I had a half a day no power, all of that. But the temperature, it's been getting really cold at night, but warming up just above freezing during the day, so it starts to melt off, but then it would snow during the night, a few more inches back down, and, you know, my biggest, you know, I don't have a problem with the snow and so forth, but the sun doesn't make it to the ground on my property, all around my property, because, you know, I'm at the forest and all these trees. And of course, the one thing I really needed to have happen, or wanted to have happen for sure, was that my dog yard would thaw out so I could scoop poop, because one of my Sunday afternoon chores is I police the dog yard because it's pretty hard, large, and I go around and I scoop poop, you know. So that's what I do on Sunday afternoon, one of the things I do on my Sunday afternoon chores. But the dog yard has been covered with 4 to 6 inches of snow for 3 weeks now. Well, there was a week of no snow, but then when it snowed the night before Sunday. So it's been 3 weeks now that I haven't been able to scoop poop.
Well, Martha, if you need that heat dome we had a few years ago, I will happily send it over your house.
I need that because, see, I look outside now. I still have some snow on the driveway. And like straight across under the trees that are right in front, there's snow. But for the most part, it's melted off. But what's the one area in my whole property that doesn't get any sun and enough to melt is my dog yard. Okay? So, like, if there was poop elsewhere, I could scoop just fine. So anyway, I'm hoping that in the next 3 hours here while we're doing Animal World, that the temperature goes up enough. And maybe like it did rain yesterday, but I don't know about where you guys were, you know, Natasha at your place and Nathan. It was just a really light sprinkle. You could hardly even tell it was raining. So it didn't like melt and wash away any snow. It's like, oh, come on. So I don't know. I'm hoping that maybe by the time we're done with radio that I'll be able to do a better job, but I'm determined to get out there and do the best I can and see if I can start to get caught up there. So,
well, tomorrow for President's Day, you might be looking for that because it'll be kind of a little bit warmer day, getting close to 50 degrees and 1/10 to 1/4 inch of rain possible. So heavier rain than what we'll see today and yesterday. And that could be your hope for getting that melted away.
Well, it would be but I agreed to work on the holiday tomorrow. So
oh.
I'm going to see, let's see now, what is she calling him? A have-a-malt.
Have-a-malt?
A have-a-malt. So
so not like a have-a-malt in your chocolate or something like that. It's
well, it's have-a-malt in a dog suit, which means half Havanese and half Maltese.
Oh.
So a have-a-malt is what she calls this. And this is like a younger, like a teenage model is just on the snippy side, let's say. She's very cute. But is biting and they can't handle her.
She's a princess.
Yeah. Well, and I think just, you know, always do a free telephone evaluation, you know, before I, you know, set up sessions with someone and chatting with her. I think the history that messed them up, and this is probably good information for everyone. This gal had, you know, got a puppy, you know, a dog, and turned out had parvo. And apparently thousands of dollars later, the puppy didn't survive. Mm-hmm. So, you know, heartbroken, you know, wants another puppy. So gets another puppy as soon as the vet says it's okay. But it really said how careful she had to be. And I think she was so paranoid about the new puppy catching, you know, parvo and all of that she didn't let its feet touch the ground, you know, and carried around and anyway was nervous and worried and doing
Made
her
a
best
helped her be a princess.
Yeah. You know, doing her best to, you know, and with her heart in the right place to protect her puppy. Yeah. So she didn't use another one. But I had to explain to her when you handle them that way, they don't understand necessarily why you're doing that.
Yes.
And when you do that, you kind of let them know by the way you're handling them that you're grooming them to take over the pack. So they go into what I call the little Hitler or little Cleopatra syndrome. And so we have a little Cleopatra syndrome going on. And she just says, oh, it's not, you know, I'm in charge. You don't have the right to mess with me or my body. And she bites. And she's already bitten the grandchild on the finger and all of that sort of thing. So, you know, we have some issues. So I'm going to head out tomorrow and see if I can't straighten out this little have-a-malt and turn her around.
Well, they're cute little things, and they do look like princesses, I must say.
Yep. And so, but apparently she has a sweet side to her. She's just doesn't allow a lot of the things that need to be done, and biting is part of her vocabulary. So, oh, well, we'll see. So anyway, it may be a perfect day for doing my Sunday chores tomorrow on Monday, but I will be out. I won't be here. So that doesn't work. Anyway, so it's today or later in the week, but we'll see. And so what are we due for the rest of today? I've just got, looks like we all have, I don't know about you, Natasha, but I've got gray skies and nothing else really happened, and it's just gray. But it would be nice to see some, and I've got a little bit of dripping coming off the roof, so things are melting up here. But it sure has been slow.
Well, just think of it as a copy from yesterday, just cloudy skies throughout the day, moderate temperatures close to 50 degrees, and if you're going to see any rain, it's probably just going to be like drizzly amounts and nothing too heavy.
Well, it's not getting anywhere as close to 50 up here. It's staying in the high 30s and around
that's
40.
Much colder.
Yeah, high 30s, well, you're in that funnel.
I'm in the convergence zone.
Yeah.
I mean, I am the convergence zone a lot of the time.
Yeah. So you're a little bit, you know, you're about a, you know, half a week, sometimes a half a month behind some of us on the lower side. Cause I know that I'm like about a week and a half later than Seattle.
Right.
You know, like our trees bloom about a week and a half later because we're
that's about the same out here. Yeah, we're a week and a half to 2 weeks behind.
Actually, Martha, you're not too much cooler, just only 2 degrees cooler of a high during your day today at 47. So you're starting to get
I've put a thermometer here right on my glass window, so it's outside, but I can see it.
Uh-huh.
That's so I can... And it says 37 right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the computer can say one thing, but the reality is another. So,
and if you look up Monroe, they're talking, you know, Monroe proper. I don't live in Monroe proper. I'm really more, I'm farther north. I mean, farther northeast of Monroe proper. So
okay,
closer to Sultan. But anyway, it says
37. I clicked on that and it did change. So. Mm-hmm. I just had the wrong part of Monroe.
It really depends on where you're living. Depends on how much rain, how much, you know, frost, how much all this. Because actually, you know, I do recess duty. And I've been doing recess duty for a very long time. And we always have some stage of cold nights and early mornings. But I can tell you that actually this year's been pretty good. We didn't have the playground frozen. And that much as we usually do. So I think actually we've had a more calmer, you know.
Yeah, and I think season. If I, you know, look at it realistically and overall, it really has been a fairly what I maybe say mild winter. Mm-hmm. That it's been cold, but you know we didn't get debilitating amounts of snow and stuff. I just got snow every single night for 2 weeks, you know, so it's like it would melt off a little bit and then get replaced, and sometimes more or less, but it's just kept it going, and it's only bothering me because it's covering my dog yard, and the timing has not been good. Otherwise I wouldn't have such an issue. with it, but
and I get it too, because I was in Kentucky and you were messaging me over there. It was like, are you getting walloped in snow? I said, no, I just only got a couple of inches here, but some parts of like Ohio or Kentucky, just if you went maybe like 20 miles or so, it dramatically changed because we were on two different sides of a front. So one area was getting like 25 degree temperatures and we were getting like mid 40 temperatures and just not too far
apart. Yeah, well,
that's
why when we were texting, that's why I asked you, because the national weather reports were talking about this big, huge snowstorm that was coming right through where you were. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I was thinking you must be, you know, in the middle of that storm. But apparently the weather angels must have been good to you and sent it around you rather than right over you.
Well,
so
we got a little
anyway,
bit,
I think you took off after last week's show, right? Because you were here, did the show on Sunday. What, you left on Monday?
Monday morning,
so,
yep.
So tell us what you did all week.
So I was out for my two nieces' birthdays, since they were both in February birthdays, and got to spend a few days with them, see my parents and, of course, my brother and his family, and we just kept it simple, didn't really go anywhere, just had some nice time in the house playing with my nieces and cooking them dinners and celebrating their birthdays and giving them gifts.
Well, how wonderful. And I, you know, of course, you sent me wonderful pictures. And I have to say, you know, I mean, we birthed both of those babies here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe how big they are now. It's like they're not babies anymore. They're
it's
like kids.
Amazing,
you know?
Especially the older one. You
like,
know,
my gosh, they grow up.
She's
whoa.
Just so talkative, too. And then it feels like you're talking to someone that's maybe 6 year old. She's just so conversational and listens to what you're saying and understands everything. I mean, you could use a word that maybe you think she wouldn't know and she would interpret it correctly. So,
well, how old is she now?
Three.
Yeah, okay. Okay. She looks tall. In the pictures, anyway, she looked like she's a pretty tall 3 year old, but mm-hmm. I don't know much about 3 year olds.
And then the 1 year old
on the tall side. Yeah.
Is not talking yet, hasn't said her first words, but I mean, if you're talking to her or interacting with her, you can tell she's understanding and responding with her facial expressions or emotions, and she loves to blow raspberries back at you. So if you blow her a raspberry, she'll, you know, bring one back, and just a lot of fun to be around them.
All right. And now your parents, of course, sold their house out here and
well,
moved
not
back.
Sold it yet, but
well,
preparing
are selling their house out here. And then took off and drove, you know, with Abby Border Collie, mm-hmm. Back to Tennessee, and they're planning on, or you know, buying a house there, which I think they've already done, right?
They are in the process. They're in contract with the house.
In contract, yeah. So you hadn't seen them since they left. So you got to catch up with them.
Mm-hmm.
And how far away is where they're going to be living from where your brother is?
It's about a 3 hour drive.
Okay. So did you make that drive and go see the house that they're in contract over, the new place?
No, not yet. I'll be going up there once they get all settled into it and all the paperwork signed and it's officially theirs.
All right. All right. Okay, but so all is well back in Kentucky?
Everything's going great.
All right, all right. Sounds
and of course,
good.
I did get to see Abby, too, because they take her with them, and we stayed at a pet-friendly hotel, and now we know who's the queen of the queen-size bed.
Well, I got a picture, and guess who was in the middle of the bed? And Nathan said, "I'm relaxing on Abby's bed," and there, of course, she was all sprawled out, and he got a piece of it, you know,
taking up 80% of the bed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all right, Abby, but I bet she was glad to see you.
Oh, she was. When my parents were picking me up at the airport, she was just in the car giving me those submissive grins as the car pulled up to the place for I was going to be picked up.
So she recognized you.
She did, and even said, "We're going to go to the airport and pick up Nathan now," and then she just got all excited in the hotel and couldn't sit still.
Oh, okay, so she knows your name.
Yes.
Excellent, excellent.
She
all
better.
Right. All right. Well, I'm glad you got caught up with everybody and all is well back east. And anyway, Natasha, how's everything up in your neck of the woods? So you got the same kind of weather going on? It's just cloudy and rainy sort of stuff. And
we get it. We've gotten a dusting once in a while. We really haven't thawed out very well. It was pretty cold, you know, the last couple week or this last week. Yeah. But, you know, I think it's just we're all tired, you know, it's just we're all tired of life going on the way it is. And so if it's a little colder and we have to negotiate something a little bit, it's just a little bit more than what we want to do.
I would say it's a heck of a lot more than what we want to do.
Yeah.
And I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm finding maintaining a balance right now is quite challenging.
Yes, I would so agree.
Anyway, I think it is, looks like we're about time to take care of advertisers. Before we officially start the show, and maybe I'll just say something before we do our prayers and affirmations and clear everything out, but it's quite a challenge to see that we have a coup going on within our government right now, and our country is in grave danger, and half the country doesn't really have a clue. And that's a real challenge. So anyway, I'm going to do our best here to keep it positive, and we will send our light and love everywhere it needs to go today. And we will get officially started with the show with our prayers and affirmations. However, we're going to keep Nathan happy and stay on schedule. So we will take care of our advertisers here. We'll come back and officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations. And then phone lines will be open. And of course, phone calls take priority. So if you have behavior training or healing questions for me or anything else for Natasha or want to, you know, personal reading, she's here and we will be available. And once we officially start the show, then we can take phone calls anytime. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Bringing good vibes to the Puget Sound and the world. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on our President's Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and they, of course, have the wonderful Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall on the Bothell Everett Highway in the Kenyon Park area. Got the East-West Bookshop in Edwins and the Edmonds and the Hartsong Resort Retreat. Up in Lake Stevens. And golly, if you need a way to find peace these days and stay in better balance, you know, learning to meditate is a great way to go. We talked about it the first Sunday of this month. We'll be talking about it again the first, you know, next month, because Ananda has always got great meditation classes going, and everything is set up hybrid these days. You can take classes in person at the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall, or you can usually stream them online, you know, and take them remotely if you want to. So no excuses for not learning how to do it, and it's a really good way to not go crazy during all the stuff that we're having to deal with these days. And you can check them out at anandawashington.org, anandawashington.org. And then, of course, remember that when I'm not here, I'm being an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I've been doing it all my life. And I work with you privately in your home, and usually I have to see you once and can get everything under control for you in one session and teach you what you need to know. I give you free phone follow-up privileges once I've seen you, so it's like you have Aunt Martha in your back pocket. So that'll be a good news for the Havamalt I'm seeing tomorrow, because she doesn't know it yet. But there's a new sheriff coming to town, and our little princess is going to have a major awakening experience tomorrow. Anyway, if you or anyone you know has problems with their dogs, let them know that I'll always talk to you for free on the phone. And you can just pass out my phone number, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty then. I think we might as well just go ahead and start the show, and then we will be free to discuss what ever comes up. And we always, if you haven't been here for when I start the show, I always start with a couple of prayers to honor the saint that's been guiding my work with the animal for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, so we do a little Saint Francis prayer for our animal friends and one for us human animals. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations for their, that we do for their life altering properties. And you can say all of these along with me, or you can opt out. Completely up to you. Not like dancing when we get to 10 and 11 and we get on the love train. Dancing's required, but here you can opt out. All righty, going to start with a prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty, now for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty then, now we get to our affirmations, and all have been contributed, you know, in some way, shape, or form from our spiritual animal world family here. First one comes from me, was an assignment from my spiritual community, and do this affirmation three times a day for a week, see what happens, changed my life, so now I share it with you. And I do each of these affirmations three times, so here we go with affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right. Second affirmation actually comes from Linda Rasmussen, our best bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner. And she and Brother Nels were in with us last week. When if you've listened, you know that when she works with one of you human animals, she gives an affirmation to keep the energies going. That's where this came from, and it was so powerful. We include it here regularly. And when I say abundant, think of what you would like in terms of abundance attracted into your life at this time. All right, here we go three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Whew. All righty. Now, this one comes from the Ananda Institute for the Italian Division, and this is the one I use for me and my animals to keep us in the right frame of mind, especially when we've got to go out in the world. So here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty. Now our next affirmation comes from Natasha. And this is one she's given us to help. I use it for myself and my animals as well to help us to stay in as good a balance as we can with the crazy energies we're having to deal with these days. So here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty, and then our last long affirmation here again comes from Ananda, and it is the Warrior of Light affirmation, and boy, do we need this one. So when we do this, remember God's love and light, most powerful energies on the planet, and let's send it all over the country, all over the world. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti. All righty. Now, then, Dr. Nell's contribution to conclude our whole prayer and affirmation ritual and to seat them in for the day and the week. Cross your hands over your chest, cover your heart with me, and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. All righty. I always feel like we're done. We're all spiritualized up for the day, for the week. And Well, nothing's changed out my window. I still see white and not a lot of rain. I was hoping it would wash away, and I'm sure it will eventually. Now, Natasha, we didn't really finish up on the weather business, because I want to know from you if you could tune in to the energies. Our Huxitani Phil, our groundhog this year, said six more weeks of winter. But we know, I think, what, Nathan, you said he's only 40% accurate or something, so he may not be accurate. What do you see? Are we through the winter stuff? I mean, are we done with the snow and that? And are we working towards spring? Have we got more winter coming? What are you seeing?
Well, what I'm seeing is that, and what I'm hearing from Mother Earth and the elementals, that it's going to be this kind of like, it's a representation of change. You know, we're at the end of that seasonal winter, and then we're going to be coming into the equinox of spring in April, right? So we're kind of in that switchover of change. So we're going to have some, still some cold days and nights. We might have some, depends on where you're at, the snow, you know, like with, for you, you might have, you know, rain that turns into snow, you know, type of thing. So it really depends on where you're at. And I know that's a big open.
Well, but that's kind of the way it has been recently. So basically more of the same, it sounds like what you're saying.
Exactly. Exactly. But I'm getting that feel energetically that spring is coming.
Yay!
That spring is coming. So even, but winter's going to be kind of like going, and this is a metaphor for change. How much do we hold on to the old story through the change of life? And so nature's going to be kind of showing us how much are we holding on to old stuff for the new to come in. And it's going to be interesting, that changeover of spring to, or the winter weather to spring weather. It's going to be a kind of interesting tug and pull for some areas, and there's going to be a tug and pull for some people. And it depends on what we focus on. You know, if we focus on that how cold is it? You know, it's really, really cold. It's going to be colder.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's my old thought directs energy. Energy follows energy thought. You know, we're powerfully created with our minds. And so you want to do your best not to focus and be thinking worst case scenario all the time. We, of course, you know, have to deal with, you know, reality and the truth, which many are not these days. But
well,
even
and that's
so, it's important to maintain that positive attitude and not make your situation worse by dwelling on the negative.
Exactly. Kind of like for me, you know, I do recess duty. I've been out in that, you know, teen weather in the morning. Uh-huh. And, you know, I come in and I go, anybody with a hot flash? I got cold hands for you. You know, it's uh-huh. like I didn't want to hold into what I just came out of. You know, I wanted to kind of see what I can do to inspire and to be. Yes, I was a little bit chilly, but yet I asked fire element to help me out. I asked, you know, the water with the warm water, you know, the fire in my water to work together to help my blood be warmer. And I can say that I wasn't as cold as some people, you know, mm-hmm. because of my perception, yeah. my yeah. way that I was working with what was in front of me instead of fighting it or going into that more negative. Now, that doesn't mean that I didn't sometimes say, God, it's cold out here. Or at one time, one of my coworkers called me, you look like a cute homeless person, you know, because I had so many layers on, but, you know, because I wear wraps. And so I had, you know, my 3-4 layer wraps on and then, you know, and then
stay warm out on the playground.
Yeah, exactly. You know? But it was like, you know, like she said, you're the cutest homeless person I know. So.
Well, we are in a warming trend. By the time we get to the end of the week, we'll be almost 10 degrees warmer than we are right now. It's just going to be really wet out there.
It is. And that's that whole difference in change. You know, it's like, you know, if we wanted warm, you know, we're going to have that spring storms coming through. You know, those spring rain showers. What I love about spring, there's rainbows.
Oh, you know, that's true. Rainbows,
there's this, like, it can be dousing of rain one moment and then blue sky and sparkly the next. I love the chaos and that what's the word? The discombobulation of spring, because it's shaking it out the old. It's like a dog shaking off, you know, the energies. It's that, you know, shake off. So
and the blooming
I'm kind of
flowers too.
Yeah,
that's what I. Yeah, I love a spring. Is one of my favorite times of the year.
It totally is mine too.
With the birds coming in, you know, the hummers and the flowers starting to come out and bloom. I really do. Love springtime once you know it gets going. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely looking forward to spring. But you know, we're still in February. You know, spring doesn't start till later next month. So,
but I can tell you, my roadies and my azaleas are now not all like shriveled up and saying it's bitterly cold. You know,
starting
now
to
they
wake
got
up a little.
The leaves are green and they're out. And actually, I'm seeing buds on some of my roadie that's right out here. So I don't know. We might have actually an early, depends on where you live.
Well, your thumb is a lot greener than mine. I think all my plants are really struggling.
Well, this is outside.
Yeah, you have that advantage.
Well, and two, I live in an old farmland, so my dirt is like really brown and rich, and it's.
So
I have a plant that's supposed
stuff.
To be 3 foot tall, and it's usually 7 to 8 feet tall.
You got good dirt. All right.
I got good dirt. I got blessed.
I'm wondering because. I'm wondering about hummers this year, because I think you mentioned something last month, because I've got fewer hummers than I've ever had right now. But I think you mentioned something last month that there may be more coming in the spring. So I'm just having to check on my personal area and my hummer family. What are you seeing? Should I be prepared for more coming in the spring, or am I going to maintain just a light number?
Yeah, I'm seeing babies. I'm seeing babies.
Oh, well, that would be later in the year, though.
No, there's going to be some. Yeah, I think that there's a lot of change going on in our environment, and I'm getting that there's going to be some that know that they have to produce to keep things going, you know, so... Uh-huh. No, I'm seeing babies though. I'm seeing lots of young ones that are coming in. So I don't know if this is like a new, I'm not sure if that's representing of new ones coming in that usually aren't in your area. I saw a hummer out my window and I usually don't, I mean, I, you know, it's like it's that synchronicity if you're looking out the window and there's a hummer at the same time.
Right.
So I can't tell you if there's been hummers around, but I'm having a lot of hummers around my house, and I usually don't have that synchronicity of seeing hummers in my house.
Huh.
So
All right.
moving around. So even if you don't have your normal, they're moving to where there's opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I have some. I just don't have as many as I you know have had over the years.
No, but I get that there's a lot of movement. A lot of movement of these animals for opportunity.
All right.
They're doing the change just like we are.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm seeing babies for you, though. I'm seeing babies.
Well, that's fun. I love having the babies and watching them grow up and all that good stuff. And I have, you know, several types of birds that I know nest on my property here and have babies every year. Juncos nest here. I've got the Pacific flycatchers. I've never even heard of or seen until I think it was a couple of years ago, not last year, the year before, but they've nested right on my house 2 years in a row now. Anyway, so I love the birds.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. It is time to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. And then there was a big animal event this week. I don't know if you guys missed it or if you know, but if you didn't, if you missed it, I'm going to tell you what it was and who won. So stay right where you are. Animal World, continue. Oh, and we could entertain your phone calls for either one or both of us anytime. Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other. And personal readings with Natasha. So if you would like to chat with us, just pick up your phone, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free, 888-298-5569. Email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
You found us. Maybe you've been guided to listen. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And if I sound a little distracted, it's because I am, because something new's happening outside my window. Just perfect timing for me to talk to Natasha about. But first, I got to tell you, we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and he is our neuroenergetic balancer and Rasmussen reset guy. You can check him out at his website, healingministryforanimals.com, or watch before and after videos on his YouTube channel, which is Nels Rasmussen. He's probably got more than 50 before and after sequences of the wonderful healing work that he does. And he always does a free telephone evaluation, as I do. So you can go to his website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link and tell him you'd like to talk. He'll arrange a phone call. And of course, he's here the second Sunday of every month so that you can get free remote treatments once a month here on the air. But you can also work with him off the air. And if you join his private membership group, it only costs $10. He's doing all kinds of wonderful Zoom classes for free, teaching us how to do the Rasmussen reset. So you learn how to reset your own animals and how to reset yourself. And he's always starting new classes. So check him out. HealingMinistryForAnimals.com, Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and Nels Rasmussen on YouTube. Then, of course, our premier sound healer of the Northwest, Jude Ponton, has her Whispering Dragon Center in her home now in Shoreline. So it's easy access, easy parking. What a blessing to be in the healing room with her and surrounded by all the gongs and the chimes. And then her incredible chiropractic and acutonics work with the acutonic forks and so forth. She is an incredible healer. I'll tell you, I had a really challenging experience last Sunday, a couple hours after the show. I sat weird and my hip went out and I could barely move. And it was really, really painful. And it was so bad that eventually I contacted Jude, and I knew she was teaching. But when she got done teaching for the day, I'm totally amazed, Natasha and Nathan, you know, how energetic work, because she tuned in and she did a remote adjustment on me. Mm-hmm. And remotely, she was able to straighten out my hip and put it back where it belonged. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa, thank you, Jude. So she is an incredible healer and quite the miracle worker. And she can work with you in person or remotely. So I normally go in to see her at the Whispering Dragon Center, but she worked with me remotely because, you know, of what was going on. And by golly, it worked. So amazing. Anyway, check her out. Whispering-Dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. If you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then, that catches us up. So, either of you two sitting there know the big animal thing that happened this week?
I've been out of tune being out in Kentucky.
You're going to use that as an excuse, huh?
Is it the puppy bowl?
Well, puppy bowls and kitten bowls, but that was last Sunday, and we talked about those last Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Started the day after. Monday and Tuesday. Okay, I'll tell you. Westminster Kennel Club dog show.
Oh yes, I was going to think some sort of dog show.
Okay. Yep, so Westminster Dog Show happened this year. And obviously, you don't know, the best in show winner this year is a giant schnauzer. So an unusual breed. Don't see them very often. I have had ended up in the delight of working with a few giant schnauzers over the decades that I've been doing this. And I have to tell you, I really like the breed. I'm not a terrier person. And there are, you know, like three sizes of schnauzers. There's the miniature schnauzers that we're most used to seeing all the time. Mm-hmm. The ones that bark their pants off, you know, 24/7. The miniature schnauzers. And then there's the standard schnauzers that are a little bigger schnauzer. And then there's the giant schnauzers, and they're quite large. But oh my goodness, the ones that I have known and worked with have been incredibly smart. And
they're very regal. They feel regal.
Yeah, and they got a great energy to them. Anyway, I've just really, really fallen in love with a few giant schnauzers over the decades that I've worked with. And one was when we were doing a 2-week board and train sort of program when I was co-owner of Canine College. Now this goes way, way, way back to the early 80s, I think. We had a teenage giant schnauzer that was just a behavioral mess with its family and totally out of control. But boy, did we transform that dog in 2 weeks, and what an amazing dog it was. Anyway, I really like the breed. I've never thought about owning one, but basically that's because I wouldn't want to do the grooming. Terriers require a lot of grooming, and especially a standard schnauzer. And of course I would like them to look like, you know, standard schnauzer. Anyway, the grooming can be a lot. But anyway, they're a great breed. So, best in show, giant schnauzer this year. So now you know.
Yep.
Alrighty. we've got a few minutes before we get to the top of the hour, and it looks like everybody is quiet at home. Phone lines are not ringing, so we would love to hear from you guys.
I would like to go back to what you're talking about your adjustment that was.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to go to the astrology stuff, but go ahead. What do you want to talk?
That's where we're at right now. Our bodies are shifting up. And if
tell us about that.
Well, we are, you know, our bodies in the past have been very dense. You know, it's been very dense. You know, you go back to just basic that survival mode. You know, it's like the fear and flight, the survival mode, and you know, all that denseness. You know, we're in battle, we're in wars, we're in, you know, it's like all that denseness. But it's our bodies are really aligning to that new dimensions that and the new realities that we're walking into. And it's amazing that if you can trust the process of releasing the old, like my body has been breaking out in hives. You know, I've just been, you know, my husband says your back is like bumpy, 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 right? And I'm like going, what is going on with my body? And I was reaching into anybody's that can give me some information, right?
Yeah.
And it was like, they showed me like my gut has hold on to so much of the fear and flight, the stress, the lining has just been so like in stress mode that I'm detoxing a lot of that essence, for lack of a better word, that essence of just all that toxicity that I've had in my body that has been from emotions and stories and life and negotiations. So how do we move into this new knowing? But it's understanding that we're all enlightening ourselves. So how can we help our bodies enlighten? And that's by, like, I'm going to start wearing more cottons. I'm going to eat better food. I mean, I've been eating better foods, but my husband decided to start baking, so I've been back on the sugar thing again. but it's all good baking, you know, it's all homemade baking, but it's still, you know, breads and cookies.
It doesn't necessarily mean it's healthy or good for you.
Exactly. And so, you know, it's like get back into my gut health again, you know, get back into that gut health. And like for you, trusting the person that you were having work on you, your body aligns to that. I found the same thing when I'm going to the chiropractor, my body starts adjusting itself before I get to the chiropractor. So when I get to the chiropractor, I can get into that next layer of what the chiropracticness needed to be with me. Does that make sense? It didn't, mm-hmm. Instead of getting all in, you know, it was like I needed that deeper work, you know, the stuff that was really, you know, like my shoulders being out. Well, if my neck is out, that's the focus until it was going back in before I got there. And then now the chiropractor can work on my shoulders.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's like we're all in the midst of lightening up. And so it's what is our belief system? Can we heal? Yes. Can we have our energies? Like I was watching something and this woman, you know, was feeling icky for a while. And, you know, for years and thought she was going to actually pass away. And she went for a walk and got stung by bees. And here she had Lyme's disease and the bee stings actually healed her. And, and you know, it's like we're in this quandary of what's going to happen next. We got to come back to us. We got to come back to, you know, we can get distracted. You know, we really can get distracted, but we really need to come back to us.
Well, that's very true. And if you don't take care of yourself, no one else is going to do it. So,
no. And that's how we're going to regain our strengths and our you know, we're all very worn out, you know, in a way because of, you know, I don't think we really even, you know, negotiated all what we went through with COVID. You know, it's like, you know, it's that, right. You know, we've been on the treadmill for a long time. You know,
well, and it's not going away. It's getting worse and going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah. And that's the ending to new beginnings.
Speaking of that, it's important. And this would be good to know what you see, but we've got this bird flu business going on, and you need to be paying attention. Because right now, the agencies and that have always been in place to protect us from these things and inform us about things are not working right now, because a lot of them are being shut down or mm-hmm. silenced. And, you know, Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org have explained to us, you know, and I don't know anyone that researches this more than anyone I know. And they know more. They are taking precautions and working with their chickens and their yard. And Merritt said very adamantly, there is going to be a bird flu pandemic. It is transferring to humans. It already has. And we don't really know the full significance because it's not being covered properly. And he said it's not a matter of if, it is a matter of when. So
well, the we're going to have to go to the top of the hour, but you know, it's like we've been being told that there's going to be another pandemic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And right now we're on our own, folks. So get your protocols going and what you feel comfortable with. And we can chat more about it, but we got to close out hour number one, fire up hour number two. And that means we're getting out the love train. We're going to get on that love train because God's love, God's light remains the most powerful energies on the planet. And with everything else going on, well, we won't get me started, but just know that it's really important that we send love and light.
Love can heal. Yes. Love can.
Yeah, that's the whole
heal.
Thing. So we got to bury this country and this world in love
with
and light.
Love.
But love and light, and we just got to cover it all up. So that's what we're going to do. And then I energize up the love terrain with our yogi energization prayer to make it even more powerful for ourselves and the world that we live in. So you need to know that dancing is required. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up and join the love train with us. We'll cruise through and pick you up, and let's just spread it all around the country and the world. And here we go with our yogi energization prayer. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1100.